Our Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. That includes those forever chemicals that we keep hearing about. That includes the plastic that never degrades. That includes those Twinkies that will be found generations from now. But also that which is above, the stars, our star, the sun, the moon, all things will pass away. That is a nice way of describing the destruction by fire of all that we see, all that we smell. Our Lord promised that he would never destroy the earth again by a flood. Instead, he will cleanse it all with fire. Now, this is a hard thing to believe. Even though we know that things temporarily pass away, there are things that we find hard to believe that will just be destroyed to nothing. So our Lord knows our inclination to trust the things of this earth to last. If not our own flesh, our own mind or ideas, then at least perhaps the mountains would last a little while. But he says all these things will come to naught, will be destroyed, will pass away. So he gives us signs, signs of these things, signs as proof to prepare us, to warn us that these things will not last, that a new creation is coming. You see, first, up in the heavens. In Scripture, there's two ways that heaven is described. It's used to describe the things above the earth, the sky, the stars, the sun, the moon, and heaven also being the place where Christ is. Well, the heavens and the earth will pass away. The heavens being those things that we see up there. There are signs that he points us to. Things that happen that are out, a little bit off. We see the moon discolored. We can have explanations from science as to why that is, but it's meant to call us to mind that these things are not permanent. When we see the moon eclipse the sun, and we have night in the middle of day, it's bizarre. Even though we know what happened, something off. Creation is not quite right. When you see the stars shooting across the sky, I don't mean the satellites. When you see the comets that come and go, these are meant to show us and remind us that something will be happening to this heaven, to these things that are above us and seem so untouchable. We look up, we lift up our heads and see those things, but we can also just look around us. There's plenty of signs around us that this earth will pass away, will wear out like a garment. We can expect, maybe not this year, but we can expect blizzards, right? But those are not pleasant things to be out in. That is creation whirling around, tearing itself apart. And storms come across Lake Superior and carve out the shore, throw up rocks farther than we really want to consider. We have earthquakes. And not only that, but what happens between man? That there are wars. Are signs that Christ is coming, that the end is at hand, that the earth will pass away, that wars continue, that there is no rest from it. Maybe in your particular place and time, but in the world, no. that we still can't be prepared for tsunamis. We don't even know how to predict an earthquake. These things are fundamental, and we know that they're going to happen, that they do happen. But we're always surprised. And they're calling us to remember that this earth will pass away. And if those signs aren't enough, there are the signs that are in you that our Lord gives. Why are you ever afraid? Fear can come from desire to protect your body, desire to protect others. With perfect trust, there would be no fear. Fear can also come from problem-ing your conscience. That there's something wrong, that you've done something or something is off. Something is not right between you and your neighbor. Maybe they will figure out what you truly think of them. It doesn't have to be much. But that there is fear. And that too often our actions and our words are ruled by that fear. Is proof, is a sign that these things will come to an end. Heaven and earth will pass away. Your words, your home, your life, the world around you, the things that you trust will always be there, like the North Star. Those things will pass away. There must be something more sure if we're going to have hope. And our Lord continues that sentence, of course. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. How often do you forget words? You forget what people say all the time. Well, maybe you don't. What people say all the time. But our Lord says, my words will not pass away. Though all the things around us are perishing by fire, what he says will continue, will rule what happens after all things are destroyed. My salvation will be forever, he says. The word of the Lord endures forever. So when we see these signs around us, we don't try to interpret them because we know what they mean. He says it. We know what they mean because he says it. So that means our hope is in what he says. Because this is not the first time, and we are not the first generation, nor the last, to have these signs among us. We have examples in Scripture of this stuff happening. There are a couple moments, a couple days of redemption, as our Lord says in the Gospel, that the day of redemption, the time of redemption is coming. There's a couple examples of this in Scripture. In the Old Testament, what ruled the people's hope, what gave them strength, was recalling our Lord's deliverance of the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt. Do you remember what happened before they were delivered from slavery? Before they were redeemed, before they were made into a new people, declared God's people? There were signs in the stars, in the heavens, and on earth. There were 10 plagues sent against the people to show them, to warn them, to prepare them, to repent. Water was turned to blood. Frogs, lice, flies, their animals diseased and died. There were boils that were on their very skin. Fiery hail came down. Locusts ate up their crops. Darkness came over all things, so you couldn't even see the hand in front of your face. And finally, very hope for mankind's next generation was taken away. The firstborn were killed. All this so that they would be prepared, so they would acknowledge that nothing in this earth will continue except what the Lord promises. And the people were delivered from slavery, were fed and kept alive by God's word alone. So they recall this. You see this in the Psalms. You see this in the rest of Holy Scripture. They go back to that time and time again to remember, to recall, so that they have hope. This is what always happens before God saves us, before God redeems us. What happened before the day of redemption? Before Christ died on the cross, there was fear. People were stricken in their conscience because of what he was saying. They begged him for mercy, and he offered it and gave it freely. There was anger and hate, which is really just the other side of fear, isn't it? Jesus withstood it all, and when he was dying on the cross, there were signs in the stars and on earth. There was darkness over the whole earth, and the earth quaked when he died. It rumbled, it growled, and gave up its dead. All those signs, those terrible signs, which would have been horrible to live through, came right before he died and rose, redeeming all of that creation, giving us something permanent to hold on to, a hope that will drive us and bring us to all things and through all things. That's why when Christians look at the things happening in this world, when we look at death and suffering and pain, we look at them and we're distressed and we sympathize and we grieve that they happen at all. But we also know what they point to. We can stand up straight, we can take it, we can endure, because all these things say, are yelling out, proclaiming aloud, Christ is coming. A new creation is at hand. We wait eagerly for the redemption of our bodies, the final salvation of our soul. We can lift up our heads. We don't need to be gloomy and grief-stricken. We can wait, but with eagerness, for that day to come. We can wait like those white-robed Christians in Revelation, waving their palm branches, waiting for him to return, because when he returns, he is not going to punish us. What do you think he did on the cross? He took that punishment. When he returns, he will save us. He will destroy this world, but bring a new one. A new creation, and he will preserve you through his word, because he has said it, because he's declared it, because you have something more sure and certain than any sign in heaven and earth. You have what he has told you, that though you die, yet you will rise. Though these things pass away, his words will not pass away. Though all the world lose hope, though there be no hope, except temporary respites. For Christians and for the world, there is a hope beyond those things. It's something that can strengthen us and lift us up, straighten our backs, lift our chins when all else fails. Christ is risen from the dead. There is nothing that can take that from us. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you abound in hope. In the name of Jesus, amen.